Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara Menashe. The Gemara continues to discuss Menashe, who, as we mentioned in our previous shurim, and the Mishnah taught us, Ein lechelek l'olam haba. Says the Gemara, what is the name Menashe? What is the etymology of the name Menashe? Shenosha ka, he forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menashe, another way of explaining the word Menashe, Shehinchi es Yisrael Lavia Shebishimayim. He caused the Klal Yisrael should Chas V'Shalom want to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Umenolan D'Lamadasi. And how do we know that Edi does not have a share in Olam Haba? D'Ksiv Ben Shtemaser Shana Menashe B'Malcha. He was 12 years old when he became king. V'Chamish V'Chamesh Shana Melch B'Shalayim. And he was king for 55 years. V'yasa Sheira, k'sha'asa Achav Melch Yisrael, and he planted an Ashera just like his forefather Achav had planted. And says the Gemara, therefore, Ma Achav, just like when we speak about Achav, he's an individual that ain't lechelek l'olam haba, as we've explained in previous shurim. Af Menashe ain't lechelek l'olam haba. So too is Menashe not have a share in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Menashe yesh lechelek Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says Menashe does have a share in Olam Haba. Shenemar, the pasuk says Yispal Menashe al Hashem v'yetaloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillah v'yeseloi, and he listened to what he davened. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra chadarshu. Both the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda based their opinions about Menashe from the same pasuk. The pasuk is coming to teach you because only Menashe did tshuva, the lawyer of the Klaiso did not do tshuva. And as the Mashah explains, they could have and should have learned from Menashe that they're obligated to, that they can and should do tshuva. And instead of learning from Menashe that lesson, They ignored that lesson. Or Masava, the Chamim, whose opinion is that Menashe Eloi Chelik Elam Haba, is that the reason that the Glam Menashe, because Menashe got Klai Yisrael got punished because Menashe the lawyer of a tshuva, he didn't do tshuva, and because he didn't do tshuva, that caused that everybody else should also not do tshuva. If he would have done tshuva, it would have been a lesson for all of us how to do better. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, call him Menashe Elon Chelik Olam Haba. Anyone who suggests that Menashe doesn't have a share in Olam Haba, Ma'apa Yedem Shabali Tshuva. It causes that people should not do tshuva. And therefore, because of Menashe, if we say Menashe does tshuva, then we'll be able to have other people do tshuva. The Yerushalmi teaches us, Ein lecha davar im b'fnei b'al tshuva. There's nothing that stands in the way of tshuva. V'afilu rasha kol rasha gomer kol yomav. Even when one was a rasha his whole life, v'asa tshuva b'achron, and then he does tshuva, Ein meskirin loy rishoy. We don't remember his averis, we follow his tshuva. And then Elio explains that really, and I think what the Elio is coming to answer, is that it's difficult to understand how we have a machloikus and a metzias. Did Menashe do tshuva or didn't he do tshuva? How do we understand that we can have a machloikus if he did or didn't do tshuva? So then Elio explains that everybody agrees that ultimately Menashe did do tshuva. The question is, if somebody like Menashe, who did averus throughout his life, and then he does tshuva, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at it? Do we say that since at the end he did tshuva, that's what happened, that's all that we count, that all that counts? Or do we say that we can't ignore a lifetime of not acting properly? It says the Mardot Tanah Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe asa tshuva, Menashe did tshuva for Shloshe v'Shalosh Shanim for 33 years. The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, Ben Shteimes Rishon of Menashe b'Molchay, v'Chamesh Shana Molch b'Yerushalayim, V'yasa shera k'sha'asa achav melech Yisrael. Kama melech achav. For how long was achav the king? Says the Gemara Esra Tatan Shnif for 22 years. U'menashe kama melech. For how many years was Menashe king? Chamish v'chamish. 55 years. Da'amenayu Esra Tati. If we deduct 22 from 55, pashlu t'lasim v'tlas. We're left with the 32 years where he could have done tshuva. Amar Rav Yochanan Shum, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Ma'idik se v'yishma elav, v'yichas alai, that the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard, v'yichas alai means he dug a tunnel. Says the Gemara, that's not the proper wording. The wording the pasuk should have used, v'yichas alai mebailei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah. Rather, explains the Gemara, what happened here was, melamed shas alai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kimim machteres berkiya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made a tunnel, k'dei l'kabli b'tshuva, to accept his tshuva b'nei midas hadin. That means the midas hadin did not want to accept his tshuva, given that he was such a terrible rasha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug a tunnel through which he could accept his tshuva. But I saw that the Altos from Slobodka, in a Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpon, explains that the chosloi, that the tunnel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug, wasn't a tunnel through which Menashe could travel to do tshuva. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug a tunnel to the neshama of Menashe. And he says that what the Gemara means to say is that, as we're learning, Menashe was a Rasha. But there's always an opportunity, even for somebody who, Rachman Tzlan, is a Rasha, to do better and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug a hole to the heart of Menashe and gave Menashe the opportunity to grab onto that hole, to grab onto that tunnel and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Shimon ben Yochai, Mai Deksiv, Bereishis Mamlochus Yoyokim ben Yeshio. Deksiv, says the Gemara, Bereishis Mamlochus Yoyokim ben Yeshio. What is the word Bereishis? V'chi adnad lehav malchi. Bereishis means in the beginning. And that seems to indicate that there were never kings before. Is that true? Ela, bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehachsis oylem kulo l'soy b'voyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring back the world to nothing. Nestakel, b'shvil yoyokim, because he was a Rasha. Nestakel, b'dari, he looked at the tzaddikim, b'niskaru datai. And he then relied, he, so to speak, calmed down. Bika HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'achsas ha'olam kula b'tayi v'vayu b'shvil darish ha'tzitkiyo. And again, in the time of Tzitkiyo, who was a Rasha, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do this. But Nistakel b'tzitkiyo, niskaru datai. In other words, it seems that the Gemara is saying that in the time of Yoyakim, he was a Rasha, but the people were good. In the time of Tzitkiyo, he was good, but his people who in the time were not good. And as I saw, the Ben Yoyada explains, so we could understand what happened in the time of Yoyakim, we followed the rabbin. And since most people were good, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that they should be saved. But just because Tzidkiyahu was tzaddik, how does that help if everybody else isn't? So he explains that the melech is considered like the rabbin. The king is not just considered one individual. And if the king is a tzaddik, that is enough. But Tzidkiyahu asked the Gemara, but Tzidkiyahu namikse, but doesn't the pasuk say regarding Tzidkiyahu, v'yas hara bein Hashem? So how are we calling him a tzaddik? Answers the Gemara, shahoy b'yodei limchos v'lo micha. He should have said something to the other people, and the fact that he didn't, that's why it's attributed to him. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, m'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ma'i deksiv, ish chacham nishpat, es ish evel v'rona v'sachak v'ei nachas. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaste al achas. I got upset at achas, who was a melech Yehuda, nesati b'yad melechi demesek. And I gave him over to the Malchi Damesik. The Zivach v'kitel el heyem, and he worshipped their avodah zarah. In other words, instead of suffering, this suffering should bring him closer to Hashem. It didn't help. Shenema v'yizbach l'elohei Damesik, amakim boy, v'yoyme elohei Malchi Aram, heyem azrim oysom lema ezbach v'yizruni v'heyem hoyu lachshil el chol Yisrael. That instead of them bringing him closer, he just went down the wrong path. Sachakti Amatzia. I showed favor to Amatzia by Yoyish Melch Yehuda. Nasati Malchi Edom Biyodai. And I gave Malchi Edom in his home, in his hands. And instead of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did for him, Hevi Elohei Vishtachu Lehem. He brought the Avodah Zarah of the Edom and he worshipped them. Shnama V'yi Achrei Boya Matzia Mahakas as Edomim. After he prevailed over the Adomi, the Yovis Elohei B'nei Seir, he brought their gods, the Yamidei Loi Lelehim, Lefnei Mishtach Vilhem Yekater. Amra Papa, says Rapapa, Hein Ma'ade Imchi. This is what we find people say, Bachla Ma'ade Layoda, Chaykla Ma'ade Layoda. Even whether we're nice to somebody, whether we're not nice to somebody, we cause them to cry, or whether we're nice to somebody, in both situations, instead of recognizing that should cause him to do the right thing, vayla lamar, and terrible is it to a person of the layada lepavlabish, when he's suffering or he's not suffering, he doesn't know how to react. The pasuk says regarding when Nebuchadnezzar captured Yerushalayim, v'yavu kosari melech bavel v'yishu b'shara tavach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What is the place that's called Shar HaTavach, Makim Shemachatchem Boy Halachas? It was the Arbayis and the Azaris that we learned earlier in Amasechta that the Lishkas Hagazas was over there, and that's where they passed in the Shilas. Amra Papa Haina Damri Inchi, Baasar Demar Talalei Zaini, in the place where the warrior or the soldier hangs up his weapons, Tevin. That's the same place where the shepherd hangs up his inferior equipment. And that's why, instead of using the Makom HaMikdash as a place to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't recognize it. Asad the bottom loituna. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Maidik Siv. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Alei sod the ish otzel avarti, val kerem odom chosaleiv, Vina Ola Kula, I pass by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of a person who's chasar leiv, who doesn't really think. Vihine Ola Kula Kamshainim Kasupan of Harulam Vegeda Avon of Narosa. Explains the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Al stay ish avati za achas. He's called a lazy person, because he's the person that hid the Torah, that people should not learn Torah. He stopped the Avoida. And that means laziness, that we weren't supposed to do what we're supposed to do. We weren't doing what we were supposed to do. Valkem Adam Chasav Leiv Zeh Menashe, that he took out the shame Hashem from the Sifrei Torah, and he destroyed the Mizbeach, and he's called a Chaser Leiv, somebody who, in spite, goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Chaser Leiv. He's missing the heart that we're supposed to have, our hearts devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vina Ola Kula Kamshainim are thorns, Za'amim, that he completely stopped the Avoida until spider webs came on the Mizbeach because it was in disuse. Kosupon of Charolim, again, it's a type of thorn, Za'yayokim, that he tried to keep Klai Yisrael away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Kosupon of, we don't need to dwell in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gedah Avon of Narasa Zetzitkiyo, that he was a tzaddik, but since, as we learned, he didn't say anything to people in his time, Nachar Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. Vomer Rav Chisdom Rav Yimri Ba'aba Arba Kitis Emekawas Pnei Shina. There are four groups of people that won't see the Mashiach. Kes Leitzim, people who are not serious people, Kes Shekronim, lawyers, Kes Chanofim, people who just flatter improperly, case Misapri Lashon Hara, and the group that say Lashon Hara. And the Marsha says that if we look at the common denominator of all of these groups, these are all people who sin with their mouth. And I think what the Marsha means to say is that what makes a human being special and great is that we have the Koyach HaDibur, that we have the power of speech, and people who abuse that koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us are people that aren't mekal pnei shechina. I saw another pshat that the Yaris Devash explains that the pasuk says that tam tiyem Hashem alakecha. We have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tamimus, with wholeheartedness. These people who are acting such a way are lacking tamimus. And therefore, says the Yad Ramah, that even if these people learn Torah, and even if these people do Masim Tovim, and they will get a share of Olam Haba, they won't be able to see the Shechina. And the Beis Olakim from the Ma'abit takes the same concept. He says that they will have the benefit of Gan Eden, but there's a whole new level, and that's the level of being able to Kabbalah's Shechina. And that level they don't have, and the Yetz Yosef says that there are people that are Zoycha, that are able to see the Shechina even in this world at times, but these individuals, Ein Arois Pnei Shechina, will not be able to have that privilege. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Masach Yodas Leitzim, Kashak, Kas Leitzim, the Ksiv, Masach Yodim Leitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates himself from them, Keshakron, the Ksiv, Doivish Korim, Layikon Legan Einai, somebody who speaks lies can't be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kase, Chanofim, the Ksiv, Kloy Lefonov, Chanof Yavoi, somebody who acts this way cannot stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in case of Sapri Lashon Hara, Kedeksiv Kiloi Kael Chafetz Rasha Atalei Gurcha Ra Tzadik Ata, you are a Tzadik V'lo Yivim Gurcha Ra, and somebody who speaks this way cannot be in your proximity. Mashah seems to suggest that the Averi here, the way to understand the Gemara, is that all of these individuals will ultimately be people who speak Lashon Hara. And since they ultimately will be individuals who speak Lashon Hara, the Gemara is saying is they won't be able to see the Shechina. He says the Michtav Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Desla, as we said a moment ago, what is unique about these about all the Averis that we just mentioned is that all of these people sin with their mouths. They say what they're not supposed to say. Says the Michtav Eliyahu, what do we see from here? That means in every other way, they act properly. The only thing that they don't do properly is that they don't speak what they're supposed to say. So it's a very fine line, explains Rabbi Yoel Dessler, between their behavior and the behavior of a tzaddik. To teach us, says Rav Dessler Zatzal, that it's not a lot, it's not significant what separates a tzaddik from a rasha. The line that separates from a tzaddik from a rasha is a very narrow line. But these people who act the way they're supposed to act will be zoicha to see the Shechina, and people who don't will not be able to see the Shechina. V'amra chizom Rav Yirmiyahu ba Abba Maidik Siv. Lo'isun alacha rov negar leika b'halacha. Lo'isun alacha rov shlo yishboit b'chol yetzahara. That the yetzahara will not be able to prevail over you. V'negar leika b'halacha shlo timtzacha ishta sofik nida. You won't find your wife a questionable need of a shasha tovim and a derech. And the way the Rashi explains this Gemara, we're of course speaking here about people who follow the halacha. And of course the halacha says that if one's wife is a nida, he can't have relations with her, and the person's ready to accept that. What our Gemara means to say is that the person we're speaking about here is a suffolk nida, is a person who we're not exactly sure about her status. And the person looks at this woman and says to himself, that to his wife, and says, well, maybe she's not a nida. And if she's not a nida, then I would be allowed to have relations with her. And because she's in this status that we're not exactly sure, is she or isn't she a nida, it's much harder to refrain and be able to say, I won't have relations, versus if we knew that she was Nida. But there's another approach in the Rishonim, that B'shosh Tavim Aderech, when you come home and you're anxious to have relations, there is another approach that the Gemara means to say that you won't find your wife a Nida when you come home, that you won't find your wife a Suffolk Nida, and of course you won't find her a Nida. And then all circumstances, you're anxious to be able to connect with her and you lose that and you won't have that opportunity. That's what the Gemara Vasa is speaking about.
You will not be frightened by bad dreams and bad thoughts.
You won't have a son, children, or talmidim that act inappropriately publicly. Says the Gemara, Adkan, the pasuk is that says is speaking by Berchei Aviv. That was the bracha that David HaMelech gave to his children. Mikan ve'elach, the pasuk continues that says Berchei Imai is the bracha that his mother gave him. The pasuk says Kemalacha v'tzavolach l'shmach b'chol drachecha.
And that was the bracha that his mother gave.
From here we go on to Berchos Shemayim, the bracha he got from Shemayim. The pasuk says, "Kivi choshek v'afalteu asagvei kiyod shmi yikureinu v'aneu ima anoch b'tzorach alzei v'chabdeu oyrchem asvei v'rei v'shuasi."
That only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could say that he guarantees that he will protect them from any tzaras.
Amram Shemelok Shmaidik Siv, V'imonem Rishoyim Oirim, Uzroi Ramati Shover,
Memnei Ma'ayin Shal Rishoyim Teluya.
When we see it's written not in the same line as the rest of the world.
Kivin Shanasa Adam Rosh Mamatam,
if a person in this world is Nasa Rosh, that he has enemies,
Nasa Rosh Mamala, it's a siman that in Shemayim, he's not important either.
So if we want to take out the ayin to have this limud, what is the point of the ayin being written?
Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chanam Amnei Kvodesh Shal David,
that David HaMelech had many enemies and he was still loved. And therefore, if the pasuk doesn't say explicitly that he was this in the pasuk,
who also had many enemies that wanted to kill him, because he was the one that rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash,
and that's why the ayin is written that to teach us that this concept that if we see somebody is disliked in this world, he's disliked in Shemayim, is only when a person is a Rasha. But if somebody's a good person, but they don't like him, and I guess the way to understand it is they specifically don't like him because people don't like him because he's a good person, of course this would not be applicable.
Of course it also means the other way. If we see that a person is appointed and is liked in this world, so that's a proof, if das habrius noichimenu, if people like him, it's a proof that das hamokam noichimenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also likes him. So the question is, when somebody obviously is in such a level and he's appointed to a position of prominence, should he make a bracha shachiyonu when he gets that appointment? Should he make a hatoy v'meitiv in his family?
So the Chishukei Chemed first says that we know that the Gemara Masechta Hori, Staf Yoram Abayis, says that being involved in the community in such a position is not necessarily, not a sroor, it's not a position of honor, it's an abdus, it's a job. But of course, we can't look at it that way. Somebody who is appointed to a position, Meichlum L'Kayav V'Noisov, he has Mechilas Avonis, he Miss Asher, he gets wealthy. But then he says, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, V'Snei Eser Abonis. That why somebody should dislike being a rov, and it's a very difficult pasuk to understand. Sneis rabonis, not to want to be a rov, to hate it. So he says two pshatim. One pshat he says the sneis rabonis means that there are two elements to the rabonis. One element of the rabonis is that you could teach people Torah, you could influence people in a positive way. And that part is something that is most acceptable, most desirable. But the other part of Snei Rabbonis is that
there's the Rabbanus part of it, that you act in a manner that you're better and different and higher than other people. V'sneis Rabbanus. That's not something to want to have or want to be. The other pshat is v'sneis Rabbanus, is that unfortunately, many times there are people who are Rabbanim, and their community does not necessarily like them. And that's the part that is difficult. And that's what he says. So the bottom line, I think what he means to say is that since not every aspect of the Rabbanus is something that is so enjoyable, that's why since not every aspect is so enjoyable, the Sneis Rabbanus, then we should try, that's not necessarily something we should look for. So that we should make a Shechiyonu for. Tan Rabbana continues the Gemara, Menashe Yishayna, Menashe would learn, Chamish V'chamishim Panim B'Tayres Kahanim, when he learned Say the Vayikra, he would teach each halacha 55 times. Keneged, corresponding Shnei Mechusai, the amount of years he was king. Achav Shmoyna V'chamisha, Achav taught 85, Yerav Mei V'shloshim. Tanya, 103. Tanya Hayy Rabbi Omer. Avshalom that rebelled against his father. Ein lo chelek la'olam haba, doesn't have a share in olam haba. Shnama v'yakos Avshalom v'yimisuhu. And the question is, why does the pasuk have to use both the word v'yaku and v'yeshua? Says the Gemara, v'yaku means by olam hazeh, he was killed in this world. V'yimisuhu la'olam haba. Tanya v'shem elazoy v'shem rameya. Achaz v'achaz yosef v'chom mach yisrael shekos subhen. All the mach yisrael that the pasuk says about them, v'yasa rabbein Hashem, lo'chayim, they won't have olam haba. Also, on the other hand, v'lo'y nedonim, they aren't taken to Gehenim. And the way the B'yad Ramah says that they don't get Gan Eden is very understandable, that they don't have the schar of Gan Eden. Why don't they have Gehenim? He says, because although Gehenim, of course, is terrible, but what happens is that after a person is punished by going to Gehenim, then he's free. They don't have the opportunity of having kaparas avonos through Gehenim. That's one pshat that I saw. The other pshat that I saw is that even though, as we just finished saying, they were Rishoyim, and because they were Rishoyim, they don't deserve reward. But as much as they don't deserve reward, they also don't deserve to be punished because of their devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somebody who shows devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be a person that's going to end up in Gehenna. V'gam damnoki, the Gemara continues speaking about Menashe. The pasuk is V'gam damnoki shafak Menashe charbi ma'oid arasha milei es Yerushalayim pe'le mivad mechatos ha'shechti Yehuda lasas ha'rabein Hashem. Says the Gemara, what is the damnoki harbi ma'oid? Hochet tagimu, says the Gemara, and Bavel, they explained it. Shahar Gishaya, he was the one that that killed Yishaya Hanavi, who was actually his grandfather, his mother's father. But Marava Amri, Shosat Tselem, Masa Elif Bnei Adam, he made a Tselem that took 1,000 people to carry. B'chayoyim v'yoyim, and every day, the 1,000 people who carried that statue, Hayra Kulam, he would kill them all. Says the Gemara, Kamanaz Lahadam Rabba Babchana, Shkul and the Shamash Tzaddik Echa Kenega Kalalam Kuloi, command Omer, that one Tzaddik is equivalent to the whole world. It follows the opinion that Yishaya Harag, that he killed Yishaya. So even though Yishaya was just one person, he's equivalent to the entire world. The Pasuk says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Pesel, the Ksiv Psilim. So one Pasuk says there was just one statue, and the other says there were many. Answers the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Tchila Asloi parts of Echad. When Menashe originally made the statue, it had one face. Upsoif Asloi Arab Hatsufim, it had four faces around the four side. Kedei,
that whatever direction you see it, you see that they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, which will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get angry. Achaz, continues the Gemara, Mida Baliyah, put it in the attic of the Beis HaMikdash. Shnei Mavis Bechais, Ashal Ha'agag, Aliyas Achaz. Menashe, Mida Bechechel, Menashe put this Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Shnema, Yosmas Pesel HaSheira, Sh'osu Bebaisa, Sh'om HaShem, Al David, Al Shlema, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had designated for the Shechina to be, they turned it into a base of Avodah Zarah. Amnon, even worse, Amnon was the son of Menashe. Hechnisu lebeis kotshei kotshei, we put it into the kotshei kadoshim. Shnei kikotza amasa mistareya, v'masecha tzara b'kisnonis. My kikotza amata mistareya, Amr of Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr of Yonison, Kikotza Mata Mustara Olaf Shnei Rev Kechad. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, where normally, of course, that's where the Shechina is, was too small that the Shechina and the Tzelem should be able to coexist there. Maiva Masechet Tzara, Amra Shmuel Ben Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonison Ki Avamata Lahai Kroa Avakabachi. When he would learn this pasuk, he would cry. Misha Kosubai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it is said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koines Kaneid Mehayoim, that he could dry up the entire all the seas of the world and make them dry. Tassalai, and now so the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. The power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that we cannot even describe the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now what happens is Tassaloi Masechet Zara, that now this Avodah Zara becomes his competition, so to speak. Achaz Bitel Savoida, we learned earlier, the Chosim Satira, Shamat Sur Tu'uda Chasoim, Tira Bilamudai. Says the Gemara, he stopped Avoida, which is brings the Shekhinah to Klal Yisrael, and he stopped learning Tira. Menashe Kada Askaris, as we learned earlier, Menashe took out the Shem Hashem from the Sefer Torah. Vahar says the Mizbeach, and he destroyed the Mizbeach. Amen Tzarif is the Torah. Vahel Shemam is Agab in Mizbeach. He destroyed the Beis Midrash until it was like spider webs on the Mizbeach. Achas Chitir is a Erva, that immorality was prevalent in his time. Menashe Baal Chayso, he had relations with his sister. Amon Baal Ima, relation with his mother. Ku Amon Herba Ashma. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Leza, Amachar Amash Sarf as a Torah. He burnt the Torah, Amachar Amash Baal Ima. Amalei Ima. So his mother said to him, when he was about to do this horrible Aveira, Klum Yesh La Anam and Makmash Yosemenu, is there any pleasure in having this type of relation? Amalei Klumani Oysa, do you think I'm doing this for the purpose of having pleasure? My purpose in doing so is only lahachis asbari, is kaviyachol, to aggravate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyasar, when Yoyakim came, Amar Kamoi loyadi larguzi. The earlier kings did not properly know how to irritate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as I will. Kloman et tzrichim el oirai. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the sun. He brings the light to the world. Yesh lanu zahav parvim. We have this gold which glows. Shanim shtam shimboi that we use. Yitel oirai. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't need your light anymore. And the way the Mashal explains the Gemara, he says that he believed that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. But what he didn't want to believe and accept is that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he continues to supervise the world. The concept that we know as Hashgacha Pratis, that he wasn't willing to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to run the world. Amalei Rava, the Rava Memeri. Neimar lo manas Yoyakim. Why is Yoyakim not mentioned amongst the kings that we began our parak with that don't have a shear in Olam Haba? B'shem d'ksibay, the pasuk says regarding him, Yesadiv Yoyakim, b'tevasa v'sha'asa v'nimtza alav. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition of v'nimtza alav? Says the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Amar, Chanam Shechek Shem Avodas Kechavim Al Amosai. He was so attached to the Avodah Zarah, he put it on his private parts. But Chanam Shechek Shem Shemayim Al Amosai. To embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show such horrible disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he put the Shem Hashem there. Amalei, b'malachim lo shemata. So he said, I don't know why he's not mentioned amongst the king. Rejoitus shemati. There are people who are not kings, who don't have a share in El Haba, that I don't know why they're not mentioned. And that the Gemara explains why not. The Pasuk says, Neim alemana micha. Why is Micha not included in the group of individuals who don't have a shear? And why does Micha not mention amongst those that don't have a shear? V'nei Shapita Mitzui Lev D'Drachim. He was a terrible Rasha, but because he always hosted people, Shenemar Kol Oiv V'Shav Alviim. The Pasuk says regarding the pestle of Micha, the Vaydazar, the Micha established. The Pasuk says, V'avra b'yom tzor v'chik ki am galim, Amr Rabbi Yochanan zeh pesel shal Micha. Tanya Rabbi Nesu Oimer, Begorev, the place of Micha where he lived, l'shiloi, the distance was shloi shemilim. V'yoshan amarocha, v'shan pesel maracha, pesel Micha m'sarvim b'zeh. They would bring incense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would bring incense by that Avodah Zarah, and because these two places were so close to each other, the smoke would get mixed up. Bikshu malach asharas l'dachvay, and the malachim wanted to punish Micha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu anichloi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leave him alone. And the reason is, Shepita mitzui l'ayvidrachim, because as we're just learning, that he was so generous with the people that came and he gave them to eat and drink. The Anshe Pelegish Begiva that came to hold battle with B'nai Binyamin, the reason they were punished is because that Shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvaydei L'mechisem, when my honor, the Micha, made in Avodah Zarah, you didn't protest, and when a human being was abused, you're more concerned about people than you about people's honor that you bought my honor, and that's what irritated HaKadosh Baruch Hu.